I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
When we read the scriptures, of course, Revelation comes to mind. Maybe it's Daniel, or even just trying to read through, Jesus' words in the Gospels. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes a full-time occupation for many trying to predict the prophetic words there. And are there some tips on how we should read prophecy or read these passages? And, are there some maybe mile markers along the way that we can kind of hang on to?
I think what you will notice, I wouldn't say this so much about the book of Revelation, Neil, even though it is there, but especially when Jesus talks about his return and the end times, it is typical of prophetic passages talking about the return of Christ and all the events happening around the return of Christ. It is typical of these passages to bring it down home to today, to say, okay, this is what's coming, and in light of that, this is the way you ought to live today. I love the way Jesus gets into this. For example, in Luke 21, he's talking about his return here, and he's getting into a lot of detail about what's going to happen. And at the end of all this, when he gets done sharing about his return and all the things going on and looking for the signs of his coming, he says this, Luke 21:34. He says, "Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will come on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place." So he's saying this should affect the way you live today and the outlook that you have about your own life and those who are mean something to you and the affairs of the world itself. This whole thing's going to burn someday, Neil. And so what does that mean for possessions? You know, are we hoarding and making our own kingdoms here? In light of what's coming with that judgment, it does have a real effect on the way we live today. So sometimes I think we get too much into the dating and, exactly what are the signs of Jesus coming. Those are there to encourage us to live in a certain way today.
Yeah, I think about, Peter asking that very question, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Mm-hmm. Chuck Colson and, wrote that well-known book, How Then Should We Live, or How Should We Then Live? That's a question worth asking any day, isn't it?
And what a great discussion question for the church to kick around and people in the church, maybe in Bible studies or Sunday school class.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.